But we have some other disciplines that we want to talk about today as we kind of close this out. And, you know, ultimately we could have dug into depth on every single one of these.
Yeah.
But as this is a mini course, we just kind of wanted to touch a little bit on them and encourage you to look further into some of these if you're interested, or if you're already practicing it, you know, awesome. That's good.
Yeah, for sure. So the first two here, we have solitude and silence. So solitude is removing ourselves from the influence of our peers and society to find the solace of anonymity. And then silence is a catalyst of solitude. It prepares the way for inner seclusion and enables us to listen to the quiet voice of the spirit. And each of these definitions are coming from that Zondervan academic website down there at the bottom. But these two are really interesting because I think they go in conjunction with a lot of the other ones, but also because it is so kind of counterintuitive, I feel, to the world that we live in today. When you kind of reflect and think back on how much silence or alone time do you actually experience in a day?
I have, like, very little.
Oh my goodness. And, you know, it can feel a little intimidating or isolating to, you know, seek out these two things. But, yeah, I think that verse there, Exodus 14, verse 14, the Lord will fight for you and you have to only be silent, is a great testimony to the power of those principles.
Powerful verse. And what I love about solitude and silence, and why, again, I believe it is such an important spiritual discipline, is, like, you know, again, when we look at what Jesus did, he consistently took time to do that. He would go alone and he would spend that time and use it for both prayer or just being still with God. And so, you know, we see that Jesus Christ set that model of what silence and solitude looks like. And so, again, when I think about those disciplines, I'm like, yeah, I can, they're definitely important to try to have to do.
Yeah, there's a biblical principle pull for it as well. So then study, renewing the mind in such a way that we can respond appropriately to the truths of God's word. Study of scripture involves not only reading, but also active involvement in observation, interpretation, and application of its contents. And, you know, of course, we love this one here at Christian Leaders, as many of you are probably actively studying.
You are actively taking this mini course, you are putting into practice the spiritual discipline of studying.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, to include that one. And then also fellowship, you know, seeking mutual edification and encouragement, as well as exposure to diversity of natural and spiritual gifts. So that's a great one, you know, that goes in conjunction with the Sabbath and many others. But
well,
really,
it's kind of cool. It's like we just talked about solitude and you know, silence. Right. That's so important. But also, we are called to fellowship. You know, we read about that. Don't give up meeting together. You know, we are supposed to be in fellowship. And 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we will have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." So again, that's just that importance of we will have fellowship with each other when we are walking in the light together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Absolutely. So submission. This one is interesting. Voluntary submission to others as an expression of our submission to Christ is based on the biblical mandate for us to seek the good of others rather than our own rights. So mutual subordination and servanthood free us from having to be in control and to have things go our way. By imitating Christ in this discipline of self-denial, we become increasingly concerned with the needs of others. So that's a pretty rich definition. You know, there's not only submission to others, but submission to Christ. And yeah, that middle line there about, you know, being free of control and kind of letting go of the way we think things should go.
We want things to go our way. I think innately all of us do. And and it's again, going back to what they said in the imitating Christ, it's like, he didn't do that. I mean, things did not go Christ's way. I mean, he was tortured and obviously killed on the cross. And it's just, you know, again, humbling that as we serve the Lord, you know, again, we should be the servant of all and we should be concerned with the needs of others.
For sure. Yeah, and then stewardship, this is another great one. You know, it encourages us to reflect on our lives as managers of the assets of another or of Christ. In addition to time, talent, and treasure, there's the stewardship of the truth we've received, as well as the relationships with which we've been entrusted. In this discipline, we periodically review the ways we've been investing these assets. So I like how that definition kind of almost makes it seem like a business or something. But I think that's, you know, really important, and it's kind of a different aspect of a discipline, maybe, but yeah, you know, the Lord has given us all these, you know, talents, times,
yeah,
treasures,
absolutely,
resources, and it really is our responsibility to invest those wisely. And really reflecting on that, I think, is something I often do not do, and that can
right,
easily get swept over. But yeah, as that First Peter verse says right there, you know, each of you should use whatever gifts you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
Yeah, again, love that. That verse kind of ties them both together in a way,
mm-hmm,
that kind of submission and then also that stewardship of, you know, again, yeah, super powerful. So sacrifice is a more radical discipline than simplicity in it, that it involves the occasional risk of giving up something that we would use to meet our needs rather than our wants. This is a faith-building exercise that commits us to entrust ourselves to God's care. And
mm-hmm,
so, again, like, I don't know if I've really, in a way, thought about sacrifice as a spiritual discipline, but
mm-hmm,
it's really interesting to see that it's like, it is a kind of, again, a radical way for us to give up something that actually meets our needs.
Right,
like,
right. Yeah, and we had talked about that, you know, in fasting is something
mm-hmm,
that can be very
yeah,
habitual, but some of these, I think, you know, is not something that maybe needs to become a habit, but when we're encountered with a time in our life where, you know, we might have a sacrifice
right,
at stake, it's important to think of that as an aspect of a spiritual discipline
right,
and how the Lord would have us react to that and how it can benefit
really,
our relationship with Christ in turn. And then witness. To witness is to choose to go beyond our circle of believing friends and to walk dependently in the power of the Spirit as we invest in relationships with those who've not yet met Christ. The discipline of witness takes seriously the biblical mandate of bearing witness to Jesus by building non-manipulative relationships with eternity in view.
Again, another rich definition that, you know, how easily we can even twist the witness. Like, I love how it has like non-manipulative relationship,
right, right,
or when we, you know, dependently in the power of the Spirit invest in relationships of those that don't know Christ yet. And like, yeah, it's very, again, such a rich definition of what witness looks like. And it is something that we're called to do. And again, I don't know if sometimes I think of it as a spiritual discipline, but you know, it is. It's something that we have to intentionally choose to do. And it's something that it can be very difficult because it's outside of a lot of our comfort zone sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a little different than a lot of the ones we've talked about where I, you know, think of prayer and Bible reading and fellowship as really kind of turning inward to our community
mm-hmm,
and basking in the richness of that and enjoying that. But witness really calls us to, like the definition says, go outside of that circle.
Well, it's like take what you did in that
right,
circle of the Bible reading and the investment
mm,
and the fasting and all of that and take it outward. And yeah, now go touch people that don't know Christ and have that eternity in view.
Absolutely.
So super good. And then a couple of other ones to note is worship. That is a spiritual discipline. Spending that time worshiping God, be rather it is in song or not in song, just, you know, actively coming before God and just worshiping Him and having that gratitude and gratefulness for what He has done in our life and most of all what He did on the cross for us.
Mm-hmm. And then celebration, you know, is often a facet of worship or a facet
mm-hmm,
of even fasting or these other ones that we've touched on. But yeah, again, just giving the praise to God for
right,
the, you know, the positive things in your life and celebrating milestones and yeah,
yeah,
just how He's moving
absolutely,
in the kingdom.
And then service, again, I think kind of goes hand in hand with even that submission one we talked about. But, you know, again, what I love about Christian leaders is many of you are serving the Lord and all of you are serving the Lord in some way. And it's exciting to see how God has called each of us to utilize our gifts and, again, just bless your children, your friends, maybe the homeless, maybe the widow in your community, but you guys are doing that and making a difference in serving the Lord. But again, that's a spiritual discipline. It's a choice, and it's something that we can make a habit in our life and intentionally keep seeking as we put Christ at the center.
That's a great point, Abby, and I think, you know, that's such a blessing in this Christian leaders community is to see how each of you are serving and are putting these spiritual disciplines into practice,
absolutely,
and it really is a testimony to, you know, those relationships with
mm-hmm,
Christ and their relationships with each other and how that grows the kingdom. So yeah, as you had put on the screen there, I thought it was kind of appropriate to end with this verse from Proverbs that just kind of contextualizes all these spiritual disciplines by saying, whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. So, I like to focus on that first part there. These disciplines show the way to life and show the way to just a beautiful relationship.
Fulfilling life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
I mean, that second part is kind of hard to hear, but it's like, look, Christian leaders, we love that name because we really do believe that God has called each of us to, be a leader in some way. But there it is that you could easily lead somebody astray, and as a leader, I think that that's a scary reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, heeding discipline, again, kind of is a safeguard against leading people astray as a leader.
Absolutely. We are examples of Christ, and it is a weight we carry, but it's a powerful witness to others. So to end with some final reflection questions for you guys to think about, how has the study of spiritual disciplines impacted your faith? Many of these things I think most of you are doing some, if not many of them, but how has the reflection kind of impacted your faith walk? And then also, spiritual disciplines are practiced in order to, sometimes are practiced in order to please God instead of for soul transformation. So how does this impact the spiritual disciplines you practice? I think that's important always to keep in mind whether, we're looking for this soul transformation that's said there or if it is just a habit that we've gotten into as a way of that we perceive, we need to do to have grace or we need to do to please God.
And then that last question there, how do you stay accountable in practicing the spiritual disciplines? Again, the spiritual disciplines, they're so good for us, but it's so easy to say that you're going to put these things in place. But, I think accountability is so important, and that's even why Christian leaders were so strong in having a mentor, I think that if you're married, having your spouse be a person of accountability, having your mentor be a person of accountability, having your pastor be a person of accountability, but anybody that can, kind of help you stay accountable. We've mentioned multiple times the journal or other things that maybe you can do yourself even to sort of hold your own self accountable on how much time am I engaging in the word and prayer and, all of the different spiritual disciplines that we talked about. And so, again, I just encourage you as we finish up this mini course, I thank each of you who've come along with us on this spiritual discipline journey, but I really encourage you as you end this to really reflect on that staying accountable to keeping the spiritual disciplines that you want to have in your life.